Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. I am Andrew, he is Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Kurt Angle blasts Randy Orton, Jack Swagger, Lawler, and Cole for using his finishers. Is this true, Aaron?
Yeah, well, so he claimed his account was hacked. And, you know, that's the easiest way to say, oh, I never said that. And then CM Punk tweeted at Kurt Angle and saying that claiming your account was hacked is the new sloppy drunk douche. And I'm paraphrasing. It was something along those lines. So, it's one of those things where I don't know. It doesn't surprise me a whole lot because, you know, after I saw Orton do the Angle Slam, I was sitting there thinking, you know, why even do that? You know, a current wrestler in the other organization, that is his finisher. That is a finisher that he, I don't want to say created, but, you know, he definitely made popular. I'm sure somebody else did it before him, but he definitely made that popular, and he's using it now, you know? Like, so, to be honest, I was actually on Angle's side for this. I'm not on his side, though, for saying, oh, my account was hacked.
I'm actually kind of ticked that Shamrock didn't say anything about the Angle Lock, because he's the one who started that, if I'm correct.
And then, he's the first one to use it and make it popular, at least.
Yeah, and then Angle followed. I mean, the Angle Slam was done. I can't remember if someone else did it, but it wasn't a finishing move. It was just a regular move in WCW, if I'm correct. So Orton said that the moves have been used before, and they'll be used again. I mean, you can't just say, like, well, hey, my finishing move was Russian Leg Sweep, Armstrong, and everyone, you know, how many people use the Russian Leg Sweep? Not many now, but they were using it all the time. Realistically, it's going to continue to get used, the Angle Slam. I don't know what they're going to call it, though. That's the only thing I was curious about.
Yeah, and, you know, I think the Diamond Cutter, you know, in, I would say Diamond Dallas Page is the one that popularized it, and Randy Orton now uses the move and calls it the RKO. Kind of a similar thing, but the thing that Angle said, and I actually, and whether or not, you know, this was tweeted out by him, I should say. What Angle tweeted out was that he didn't use the ankle lock until after Ken Shamrock retired. That he was nice enough to do that. Now, that's what he said. Now, I'm in favor, but the ankle lock to me isn't a big deal because it's just a submission move. So I don't mind Jack Swagger using it. But the Angle Slam to me is kind of like, you know, really? Like, you're going to steal from him to do that? At the same time, I do agree with Orton that the moves have been used before, and they're going to be used again. Someone else is going to use an Angle Slam after he retires. So,
and I guarantee you that Angle did not get his account hacked. I'm almost 90% positive. I think he did then he backtracked.
You know, and I don't want to spend too much time on this, but he said that his account he said on Wednesday that his account actually wasn't hacked, that it was somebody in his family who tweeted this stuff out on his behalf. So. Anyway, let's move on.
Let's talk about something. Well, before we actually get off this topic, I thought the whole thing with John Morrison taking off his sunglasses and giving them to a kid, and he thought, oh, crap, Bret Hart did that. So he asked Bret if it was okay, and he said he was flattered by him doing that, which I thought was kind of neat. So, And Shane Helms did the same thing with his mask, so I thought that was kind of cool. Anyway, so this is the fourth year in a row that the Royal Rumble winner has lost at WrestleMania. And we talked about this before, and I think I said on the special as well, I said that they stopped talking about the Royal Rumble. But the thing is, I went back to the last time someone who won the Royal Rumble, John Cena, won the title, and they talked about how he was the Royal Rumble winner. So we now can tell you who's going to win a WrestleMania by if they keep bringing up Royal Rumble. How sad is that?
You know, yeah. But the one thing is, do you know who the other three people are that won the Royal Rumble and then lost it?
Oh, man, you're going to put me on the spot.
Yeah, and I'm doing this because I'm curious if you even know. Because like you said, they didn't talk about it at all.
Where's my wrestling book at that I haven't sent you yet that we got for free? I don't know, dude. You'll have to tell me.
So the one before him was Edge. I can't believe you didn't know that one. Before him was Randy Orton, and he lost to Triple H. And before him, because you actually you're mistaken, John Cena, he won the Royal Rumble and lost in the Triple Threat match with Triple H and Orton. Before him was The Undertaker. Undertaker was the last Royal Rumble winner to win the title.
You're right. Unbelievable, dude. I'm actually mad because I thought Randy Orton was undefeated.
No. He has lost at WrestleMania. He actually lost to The Undertaker, in fact. Okay. He was going to, you know, break his streak.
So the people who listen to the wrestling, the WrestleMania special recap are probably ticked at me. They're like, you idiot, that's not what happened. Anyways. So Daniel Bryan and Sheamus, the only reason I bought the pay-per-view, they were taken off of WrestleMania because of time constraints. Now, I do have an issue with this. 8 matches, about 30 minutes. You give each one of them, we'll say 27 minutes apiece, all right, for everything. That's 8 matches. And we had one that was only 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Snooki match, I think, was, what, 5 minutes? So that's 8 minutes for... So that means 6 matches, basically... were just a waste of time. The Snoop Dogg thing was okay. I didn't mind that. I thought it was kind of funny. It was kind of a, you know, so they could do stuff, other stuff. But I don't know. I was really disappointed about this. I really wanted to see those two guys go at it. And I think I know why it was taken off the card. And you're going to think it's kind of weird. I think the real reason is they're going to turn Sheamus' face. Because he came out on Raw. Okay, I'm guessing he hit himself a little bit. But he came out in the red, white, and blue. Which he never had before.
I don't see him as a face, though. That's the only thing. I mean, I could see them trying to turn him face, but I think that people won't respond very well to him. And I think that's kind of – I think that would be the problem. Now, one of the things I would say, too, is when we made our predictions, the only reason I picked Daniel Bryan wasn't because I thought he was going to win. It's because you have more of your faces win on WrestleMania. You do. If you look back at the numbers, faces win, it was like 70-80% of the time. So that's why I picked Daniel Bryan to win, because I had a few heels winning. But the thing is, if this was on Raw, I would have told you, yeah, no, it makes more sense to have Sheamus retain. And we're going to talk about that match when we get into our Raw segment. But I was disappointed like you, you know, and I don't want to, you know, echo your what you said. But
yeah, listen to the WrestleMania special if you want to hear what we really thought.
Yeah.
Well, Matt Hardy had an altercation with some of the Tough Enough contestants at a hotel bar in Atlanta. What the heck was Matt Hardy doing in Atlanta?
That's what I'm thinking, right? It's like, what happened there? Now, the reports that I've read haven't gone into detail about it. It just says an altercation, and that's it. And one of the things that I read, too, was that Matt Hardy and his girlfriend have been banned for life from the hotel. And there was a WWE source that said that the main roster talent, if they had done something like this – and they were low on the totem pole, think of Zack Ryder, that they would have been terminated immediately. But because these are Tough Enough contestants and they have a major show, which actually Tough Enough, the numbers apparently have been incredibly high. And they ran that show 3 times in a row on Monday.
Really?
3 times in a row.
I saw it was a 2.
3 times.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
So that way people would see it. Well, the thing is, the numbers for all 3 were very high. In fact, if I'm correct, and I could be wrong, the first one beat TNA, and I believe the second one beat TNA's numbers too. So as sad as it is, because it's Tough Enough people, they will not – I shouldn't say they won't get in trouble. They will not get fired for this though. So
yeah, because probably some of them already got terminated. So now – what's the deal with Matt Hardy then? So he was just banned, but the Tough Enough contestants weren't, right?
Yeah, so it might have been Matt Hardy that started it. Who knows?
It had to have been, because I think some of those guys, I mean, there's a couple guys who are from the indies, so, but that's just kind of weird. We'll talk about it later. Anyway, so backstage heat on Morrison and Melina. I did not hear anything about this, dude. What happened?
So apparently Melina was supposed to be in that 3-on-3 match at WrestleMania. But instead, it was Trish Stratus, because they wanted to put her in there because she would, she would bring some, yeah, Tough Enough, and also people know Trish. Well, basically, Morrison and Melina, they're actually a real-life couple.
Correct.
And Morrison was kind of a little ticked about that, and so was Melina, because Melina, when she came back from her injury, she's nothing. I mean, she came back from an injury, and I mean, I haven't really seen her on TV. She hasn't been doing anything. So, like, they're basically giving her the cold shoulder. I mean, it's the best way to put it. So, and also on top of it, Morrison, for the tag match, he wasn't put in the ring. Mm-mm. If you remember, if you watched the match, what did he do? He did Starship Pain to the outside. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's
and so
it.
So basically, the focus was on Trish and Snooki that match. Morrison just happened to be in there. That's
and
it.
Dolph. Because and they were feuding before. That's the only reason why he was thrown in there.
So apparently there's some backstage heat on him.
Now, the one thing also when Melina came back, now this is just me kind of being weird. She was really, really, you know, there's some girls that are like super thin. She was. When she came back, she was a little bit bigger, but like not a bad big, if that makes sense.
She just had a little bit extra weight.
Well, I don't think it's really weight. I think it's also muscle because, you know, after a while you start working out and you gain some muscle because, well, you're working out pretty hard. So I think that's what happened. Hopefully everything turns out okay. So I guess the Triple H and Taker were fined for chair shots to the head. What happened here?
So Triple H hit Undertaker in the head. And apparently there's a blurb from the corporate website of WWE. And it says, you know, according to WWE's concussion policy, the stunt using a folded metal chair shot to the head is prohibited. So Triple H and Undertaker have both been fined for violating this policy. The one thing that kind of surprised me is that Undertaker was fined for this. Now, I understand, obviously, in the ring that, you know, you do talk it out with your partner, you know, with your opponent. You do tell them that you're going to do it and they have to okay it pretty much. But what do you expect them to get fined is what I would.
Nothing. They won't get fined anything.
They got fined. So they've been fined. No. What do you think they've been fined, though?
$1.
I'm guessing five. I'm guessing like a five spot. They're like, yeah, give me a $5 foot long at Subway.
Yeah, we'll call it even. Oh, jeez. Anyway, so I guess we're expecting to have a bunch of releases. They set up to 14 right now, coming in the next few weeks. That's kind of a big news, dude.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. I mean, why not just release them before WrestleMania? If you're not going to use them, just release them.
Well, that means Zack Ryder's gone.
I was going to say, Zack Ryder's going to be gone. Who else do you think will be released?
That Tatsu guy, he's going to be released. See, the thing is, Santino is kind of one of those that I wouldn't be surprised, but I'd be shocked. Does that make sense?
I don't think that they're going to release him. I'm thinking more Nexus related, you know? I'm thinking like Michael Tarver.
Okay.
You know, I'm thinking... there are a couple other ones I'm thinking of that I can't think of their names off the top of my head. But I'm thinking it's going to be more along those lines. Now, they did say it was going to be mid-card and lower mid-card people. So I'm thinking NXT people. That is what I'm thinking.
I don't know about NXT people. I think they'll release more FCW people. That's what I think. I think also that I think Tarver, yeah, he'll be gone. But I don't think you'll see people... I think you may see like a one that shocks you. That's why I said Santino would shock me, but it wouldn't surprise me. But the thing is, he's also got like he has a strong following. Like when he comes out, he gets popped every time.
Yeah.
And the Cobra.
Even like Tyler Rex, I could see him being gone because, you know, what do you do with that guy? Okay. There's going to be some releases, you know, is the main thing. If you haven't seen this person on TV in the past, I don't know, I'd say
Melina.
Melina could be one. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. But they need help in their women's division, so it'd be a pretty dumb idea.
Yeah, that's one that we should probably get in depth some other time. So anyways, let's talk about the Hall of Fame. I watched it. I was bored. Didn't care. I liked. There's only one thing I liked, and if you see the artwork, you'll see what I liked, because that's what it is. That's when the click came out, all four members, which I thought was kind of neat. But that's about it.
And something that we're going to have to do sometime, like it'll have to be a weekly topic, but we will talk about the clip because I think it is incredibly important that we do discuss them. Now, the only other thing that I would like to say is that I really liked the Shawn Michaels thing. I thought it was great. And, you know, there were a couple other things, too, that I really liked about it. It's just unfortunate that you only showed three people getting inducted, you know, four people, really. So that was the only thing I really did.
I want to see Sonny get inducted. Like, that was the one person I really wanted to see get inducted. I know that sounds really weird, but I'd like to see I'd like to hear what she has to say, because she was the first diva, technically, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just me, though. So anyways, let's move on to Tough Enough. Tough Enough, I'll tell you the truth, dude. I've tried to watch it three times now. I got bits and pieces of it. The thing is, dude, I don't like it. I don't like how this one's done. The first three were done, I think, good. They talked about a lot of stuff. This is more of a WWE show. Not like a reality show. It's more of like WWE. And I don't know. There's such some things that, I mean, I can pick the show apart all day. There was stuff that I didn't like.
The thing, I actually kind of liked it. I kind of dug it, which is weird. Now, I know it sounds weird. I actually kind of dug it because I thought it was very interesting. The very first episode, it actually kind of made me want to watch more. Now, the coming episodes, who knows, it might be kind of crappy. But in my opinion, get rid of NXT and just focus on Tough Enough. You know, this is what I would do. Or have the people from Tough Enough then go to NXT and then go from there. But I'm afraid that they're going to do Tough Enough after they see the success of it, that the next Tough Enough is going to happen a week after Tough Enough, you know, what is this, Tough Enough 4?
Well,
this one ends.
Actually, no, Aaron.
That's my problem.
See, you can't do that, though, because they're going to have to start taping it right away. Because remember, when they show what they're doing, they actually, because there's something along, I'll have to look up this up, but there's something along the lines of they can only wrestle so many times. And basically, they work out five times a week. They get Saturday and Sunday off. So they can only be, you know, they can only do so many things. So, all right, well, we'll talk about Tough Enough some other time. So let's move on right on to Raw. Triple H comes out and said he'll be waiting for Taker when he returns. But when will Undertaker return? I'm guessing Undertaker won't return until SummerSlam. That's what I think is going to happen.
I agree. I think that's what it'll be, too. So it'll be interesting. I mean, they'll have a rematch there. Triple H will win. Calling it now. And then I'm going to do a call back to this during our SummerSlam episode.
Rewind. I said, yeah, that's what's going to happen. I completely agree, dude. And I don't, because all the other pay-per-views, unless there's something and there's no good build to a pay-per-view, I think he'll come back all of a sudden just because. But I think SummerSlam's the timetable, and then WrestleMania, and then he's going to call it a career and hang out with Michelle McCool when she's not on the road. So anyway, so why didn't Punk go over in the tag match? Why
I don't know.
There's no point to this. Is the Nexus done?
Perfect opportunity right here. Well, the thing is, Punk was wearing a new Nexus shirt, okay? But this is a perfect opportunity. Punk loses at WrestleMania, or Punk puts over Orton. Let Orton put over Punk. Let him put him over. This way, Punk will get some of his heat back. He will look better. He's going to look like he's actually a threat to Orton instead. And I understand that Orton pinned Cody. But nonetheless, doesn't matter. You should put Punk over here. That's why I think it's really stupid. Or have Ray pin Cody. That's what you do. You have the other person get his heat back. And if next week, if Punk is in a match with Orton and doesn't go over, you're kind of killing off the Punk character then. So
yeah, I completely agree. I think that Punk should have definitely pinned him, no matter what. Even if he didn't, you know, do the go to sleep on him, he should have at least pinned him.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the main event of the night, Daniel Bryan versus Sheamus, since they couldn't be on WrestleMania. Sheamus came out, and I kind of jumped ahead earlier. He came out, and he was wearing red, white, and blue because he said he wanted to honor the United States title. I like that, but I think they wanted to test the waters because technically you can't boo him. You know what I mean? Like, you don't want to boo the United States. So is he going to – now what they should do is change the name of the title while he has it. Like they did in WCW, how they had the Canadian title and he had to be so many kilograms. I thought that was when Lance Storm did that. That was the best.
Well, that was the cruiserweight title. It was 100 kilo and under title.
My bad. Yeah. But if they did that to the United States title and change it to the
Irish title, the Ireland title, mm-hmm. that would be perfect. And I agree with you wholeheartedly. That is a good way. And yeah, you know, people will complain about it, but it's still fun. I mean, you can redo, look, NWO, then DX, okay? You had the Four Horsemen at one point in time, you know? You had Legacy, you know? People redo storylines, and I understand that if you redo them too much. I don't think that you've had a United States, you know, other champion, any, you know? So I think it would have been great. Now, my question is, what did you think about the match, though?
I thought the match was pretty good. I wish Daniel Bryan would have done more submission moves, though. I think that's the one thing that the match lacked. Because when Daniel Bryan is doing all, you know, snapper tap, man, when he's doing that stuff, it's amazing. And Sheamus is more of a power guy. So I don't think, I mean, you have two different styles. And the thing is, Daniel Bryan did his best. And, you know, Sheamus, I'll give Sheamus some credit. He can take some of those bumps and make it look good. And he does. But Sheamus is...
Actually, I really have to disagree with you there.
Really?
Because the match itself... Now, they've had good matches together. However, though, this match, if you rewatch it, Daniel Bryan got like 5 offensive moves in, and that's it.
Well, yeah,
like,
it was completely one-sided, yeah.
It was completely one-sided. Daniel Bryan had to sit there and put over Sheamus, and this is one of those things that really kind of ticks me off, because basically Triple H was like, yeah, you got to put over Sheamus. You got to make him look good. It's like, really? Don't you want to help your younger talent? Don't you want to get Daniel Bryan over? Because he had some pops that night. Mm-hmm. I mean, he actually had some really big pops that really surprised me, because while you and I like him, I'm surprised that the fans, you know, like other normal people like him. So that really surprised me. But the match itself, I was really disappointed in because of that. I don't mind Sheamus going over. That's fine. But you don't have that happen. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing that happened at the end, though, Sin Cara made his debut. So what did you think of his debut?
Well, the funny part was he came running down. I don't know what happened, but he missed the top rope. So I don't know exactly what happened there. But he went up there, jumped from the mat and missed getting in. So it's kind of sad.
You know, there was a trampoline there, right?
What?
There was a trampoline there. Actually, the guy who put it out put it too close to the ropes. And so he wasn't able to clear it. Because, I mean, what person is going to be able to jump that high? Seriously.
Well,
I mean,
Brock Lesnar could. He could jump from the mat, and most high jumpers, they can jump 10 feet in the air. I don't get this, dude. Are you serious? There's a trampoline.
You got to rewatch it, then.
I'm going to rewatch Raw in a couple minutes, then, because for some reason, I just thought that he could jump that high. I mean, you know, Sin Cara is good, but I just didn't, I don't know. Anyway. But
I actually really dug this. I think that it's really great. He comes out, he attacks the United States champion. And I thought it was a great way to debut him, because now you're gonna feed us little by little, and then at the next pay per view you can have him in a match, you know, his debut match.
But why come out during this one?
I don't know, you know. I he attacked the U.S. champion, so I don't know. Maybe he's going for the U.S. title.
No, that's, you know, that might. So anyway, so WrestleMania 29, the main event has been officially announced.
For WrestleMania 29.
Yes, it'll be the Drew versus the Rock. I'm going to use the 86er to take him out. No, WrestleMania 29, the main event has been announced officially.
You mean WrestleMania 28.
Did I say 29 again?
You keep saying 29. Oh, yeah.
Geez. So WrestleMania 28, main event has been announced. It will be the John Cena versus the Dwayne Johnson. That's going to be the main event. Now, didn't they do this once before where they said, hey, I'm going to face you 1 year at WrestleMania, and they actually wrestled?
They did say it, but they never wrestled. And so that's actually what I wanted to talk to you about, was that they said this never happened before. Yes, it has. When Ken Anderson won the Money in the Bank ladder match, he said, I am holding on to this. I'm sorry, Ken Kennedy, I should say. Mm-hmm. I'm holding on to this until WrestleMania, and I'm going to face the champion then. That's what he said. But he got injured, and so Edge took over the briefcase, and he ended up cashing in it.
Okay.
But I thought that was a great idea. And I actually like this. I know that you disagree with me. But I want to say the reason I like this is that these two don't have to wrestle until then. Mm-hmm. So you have a full year to build this up. So every now and then Rock can come back. Every now and then Cena can talk about the Rock. You can have this really slow-paced feud build up. Once it happens, the match itself will probably be pretty crappy. But – the build-up to it will be great. And WWE is doing a very good job, because if they would have had this match at Extreme Rules, I've been like, what's the point? You missed a ton of buys having it at WrestleMania. So that's why I think that this is actually a really good thing that they are doing. So I'm actually in favor.
And you're going to get a lot of people who are Rock fans back in the day. They're going to hear about, hey, he's coming back WrestleMania 28. So they're going to want to get that pay-per-view. And, you know, that's why a lot of people got the pay-per-view this year. And I'm curious what the buys are going to be. I think it's going to be... I'm gonna go on a limb, say it's gonna be like 650,000 this year, and I'm gonna say it right now. I think it's gonna be almost 1 million buys next year.
If they, yeah, maybe.
Okay, on the condition they build it up properly.
So, on the condition they even wrestle, because Cena could get injured. What happens if Cena gets injured?
You're right.
He could get injured, and you know, oh, sorry, not gonna wrestle now. Rock could get injured. You know, I mean, who knows what could happen? There's so many X factors. So
that is
I am excited for this. Now, I wanted to ask you though. Let's move on to SmackDown. So, Sho Kane, Kofi, and Cobra took out Core in a 2 out of 3 falls match, a 4-4 2 out of 3 falls match. Do you like this?
I thought it was pretty good. It was nice to see Cobra come out. But what do you do with the Core now? Are they done? Are you just going to let them all go? I mean, what's the point of them now?
I agree with you about that. I think that they are kind of downplaying them. But this is unique, though, because on SmackDown, you don't have matches like this. A 4-on-4, 2 out of 3 falls match. That's unique. It's actually cool, in my opinion. I'm glad that they're doing these different types of matches.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
That they are burying the Core, and I think that's kind of a bad thing.
Yeah, it's stupid. So Sin Cara attacks Jack Swagger after an anti-Jerry Lawler promo, and at least this time he did hit the trampoline properly. Now, is he just coming out just to attack the heels in a weird way? Because I think him and Swagger could actually have a weird match, like a good one, like where Swagger will pull him over.
Well, you know, it's weird because he attacks the All-American, you know, and he does... Actually, you know what?
He attacked the All-American and the United States Champion.
Champion? He's invading America.
He's anti-American. Let's kick his butt.
He is anti-American. He's going after the Americans. That's I'm going to call it right now.
Yep.
He's only attacking Americans.
Exactly.
I think that this is good. You know, you have Swagger and you have Cole do their promo, but you also have Sin Cara come out and he does his thing. I think that they're actually doing Sin Cara. Honestly, I think they're doing him correct. And it's getting me excited to watch him wrestle WWE superstars. So, you know, we complain a lot. I got to give them their props right now.
Yeah, they did a good job. Excellent job on this, I thought. So, Alberto Del Rio beats Christian to, he's going to beat Edge. He's not going to beat Edge, but he's going to face him in a ladder match at Extreme Rules. Now, this is the one where I say Del Rio wins. And I think it's just because it's WrestleMania. You know what I mean?
The thing is, Christian, it was a number one contender match. Christian could have won.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of teasing a heel turn with Christian.
Yep.
And so what can happen here, and I'm not saying it will, Alberto Del Rio could win the World Heavyweight Championship because of a Christian heel turn. Or a tweener even. You know, not necessarily a heel because he doesn't want to align with Alberto Del Rio. But it's, I don't like you, Edge, and I don't like you, Alberto, type deal.
Mm-hmm. So.
But you know what? You know what he does like, though, Andy?
He likes Dancing with the Stars, by the way. You know why? Because Chris Jericho is on there. And Chris Jericho has been doing an excellent job on Dancing with the Stars. Yes, he has. And did you watch it? He was in the bottom two last night against Wendy Williams. And thank goodness Chris Jericho did not get eliminated because we would have to talk about that this week. The Dancing with the Stars will be mentioned on Off the Mark. And if you don't like Dancing with the Stars and you want to blog about it, go to HostGator. Are you a blogger, podcaster, not happy with your web host? Check out HostGator.com where you'll find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space and bandwidth, one-click script installs, and free site builder with an easy control panel. Stop by today and try a free demo and see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code OFFTHEMARK, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs. TNA. Mexican America are getting traction as a tag team. What do you think about this, dude?
Well, I actually like Hernandez. I think that he's a great wrestler, and I think the other guy that's with him, if I'm correct, he was in WWE. I actually kind of like him as a tag team. I think that they're doing a really good job, and they're trying to build him up right now so that way they can take on Beer Money, which I think is a great thing to do.
Yeah.
Because you really need the tag teams there, and that's why the Generation Me thing, you know, I harked on it last week. I really didn't go into detail how much I really didn't like it. Because I could have, and you don't do that. That's why I hope that you build up these tag teams, and I think that's what you should do.
Yep, and the thing is, it's also nice because they can feud with Beer Money in a couple months, the way it's looking. And then if you want to split them, that's fine, just as long as you have another tag team ready to go to face Beer Money until you find that one to, you know, take the titles over, which I understand.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. So Samoa Joe, he just needs a feud. What are they going to do? What are they going to do with him? Is he just going to stand around and do nothing, or...?
Well, he's going to continue his feud with Pope for a while until they decide to do something else. And I'm sorry, this feud, I don't care for it. I really don't care for this feud. It's gone on 1 month, 2 months too long. you know, because they're not going to end their feud at the next pay-per-view at Lockdown. They're going to end it probably the next pay-per-view after that. So I'm against this. I really am. I think that he needs to get moved to the heavyweight championship.
Oh, definitely. He should be in there with them. But.
Now, the other thing, though, too, is that Christopher Daniels, now he returned last week. We actually didn't have time to talk about it because all the WrestleMania stuff. So unfortunately, we glossed over that. But he made his in-ring return this week, but he lost to Bully Ray. Now, Christian Daniels, your boy,
mm-hmm.
What'd you think of him coming back?
Awesome. I love seeing him wrestle. He does an excellent job. He also, who's the character that he does once in a while?
Suicide. Now, he did return to Suicide, so if you're listening and you're going, well, he was back there like 2 months ago. We understand. But as Christopher Daniels, he made his in-ring return this week.
You know, the thing is, every time I think of Christopher Daniels, I just think of the match he had in WCW, I think the one match, where he landed directly on his head. And that just makes me laugh every time I hear him. And I think that's why I enjoy Christopher Daniels so much. And plus, it's nice to see him back.
I think he's a great wrestler. And, you know, I'm glad that he's returned. It's unfortunate that he, you know, was kind of a Bully Ray's beat up opponent. I don't want to say what I want to say. He was definitely his his ragdoll. Let me
just exactly. Yes, I completely understand. So RVD pinned Sting in a non-title match, but Ken Anderson was the ref.
Yeah.
So is this shades to saying Sting's going to retain?
I don't know. But the thing is, it's last week you said that this is what they should do. They should have matches like this. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And it's funny because they did it this week, you know. So it's perfect, you know, that you called it. But the thing is, though, this is stuff that they should have been doing as a build-up. I think that they're almost doing it too quickly, in my opinion. They're doing the Samoa Joe thing too slow, and they're doing this way too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
At a happy medium.
And I think also I think because it's Sting returning, I think it hurts Samoa Joe. I think that's what the real thing is, because you can't bring Samoa Joe up, because he should be in that three-way match. I mean, you RVD for Samoa Joe versus Ken Anderson, that would be an awesome match.
Yeah.
But, oh well. So let's go on to our weekly topic. We're only going to talk about good things about WrestleMania 27.
So we complain sometimes about things.
Yes,
WrestleMania
we do.
27, we were very bearish on. We really kind of talked about all the bad things that happened. We talked about a few good things. So instead, this weekly topic, what good happened at WrestleMania 27? What good comes from it, Andy?
Well, let's talk about the first good thing. Cody and Ray, CM Punk and Randy Orton, Edge and Albert Del Rio. Were great matches. Very, very good matches. I was very happy with these matches. In fact, I was really, really happy about them.
So three of the matches were great. I mean, they were very, very good matches. These are pay-per-view quality matches, which is what you pay for.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, too, is that Triple H, Undertaker, Cena, and Miz, they were pretty good matches also. Mm-hmm. They were pretty good. You know, so that right there, you're saying that five out of eight of the matches were good.
I'd have to go up one more. Stone,
really?
The Lawler Cole match was not good until the very end.
So that was pretty good.
When the Doug was over, we were sitting there watching the pay per view, and we couldn't stop laughing when he's like, "Do you give up?" And he's tapping right. He's like, "Yes, yes, yes, yes." And then also kept asking him over again. And then finally, the last one, he's like, "Do you give up?" He's like, "Yes, yes, yes." He looks at Lawler, and then he's like, "All right, ring the bell," which I thought was pretty. I mean, to me, that was very entertaining. I was getting bored with it, but that made them, to me, the match okay.
Yeah. So Stone Cold Steve Austin, he was another great thing. He brought some really great character to WrestleMania. The Rock, you know, he shouldn't have talked for 15 minutes, but when he came out to talk, he did a very good job. I mean, that's what The Rock does well, you know. So that was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if he still has it. I wonder if The Rock still has it. Anyway, so the Miz video montage is pretty good.
Did you like really dig that at all?
I mean, it was kind of, I mean, they're trying to push the Miz, but I think that he's just the heel and he's not getting over to that heel part. If that makes sense. I mean, people are still booing him and crap, but I think that the montage helped out at least. And I think if they're maybe to do a couple more to force it, if that makes sense, maybe.
I agree with you, and good point. They should do a couple more. I thought the montage elevated him in a way that him speaking and him wrestling couldn't have done. in a way. I really felt that it helped elevate him a lot. So I'm definitely in, I think that that was one of the best things that happened. And the other thing too is that seeds were planted for Rock versus Cena at WrestleMania 28. That was another really great thing. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, there was good things to come out of WrestleMania 27. Sometimes we get a little you know, negative on
sometimes.
The show. Sometimes, all the time. But, you know, there were good things that happened at WrestleMania 27, and that's something I wanted to point out at this weekly topic. Is there any other good things that you can think of off the top of your head, Andy?
Not really. I mean, I guess the only thing I could say that they didn't push too much, they only had like one vignette about it, was the fact they're going to be in Miami next year. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a little too quick to go back to Miami, but, you know, they made a lot of money and they probably, Miami was paying them to come down. I mean, look at all the, I mean, I wish we should probably look up the numbers about the number, like how much money is brought in. That's, you know, to the area. I'm just curious how much WrestleMania does. I don't think we ever talked about that. But it is, there is something next week I want to talk about that. I want to talk about the cost of pay-per-views. And I have actually been working on this for a while. I talked to Doug about this, and he thought it was a great idea. So we're going to talk about wrestling buys because they're down so much. We're going to compare back when WCW was around and also when WWE was still around when they were like $30. And now, you know, WrestleMania was $60 to get in HD. If you don't want HD, it's $55. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's expensive. But I want to compare the wrestling buys, you know, and stuff like that. So we'll talk about that next week. So that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I am AHughes86. He is AP Hughes. I want to thank Section 86 and A6 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-hosts for coming on each and every week. And, of course, our listeners for taking the time to download the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.